Many people go to Erie County Family Court looking for help, but they don't know what help they're looking for. On this week's edition of You and the Law, Natalie Stutz is here talking about the help desk inside Erie County Family Court. You run the help desk in the family court building, but everybody knows a help desk is for computer people.
I suppose that that's one way of looking at it. Maybe we should have given it a different name. I suppose that we're more of a help center, and we help a number of people who don't have lawyers and have general family court questions that we can help them with and help them navigate the system a little bit better for those who aren't familiar with it.
How do they get to you?
They find out about us initially through the petition processing, which is the place where you go to receive a petition or file a petition in family court. They receive a little bit of piece of paper describing what we do and how we can help them, and that we're located in the same building so they don't have to go anywhere else. We're starting to get some word of mouth, and some of the attorneys who are aware of our program are also reaching out to former clients and other people who say, listen, I have a question. And that's another way that we are spreading the word and people find out about us and come to see us.
Now, continuing the computer comparison, the help desk gets a call. My computer froze. What do I do? Is your situation somewhat similar?
Absolutely, except that we only deal with live people. We have real litigants coming into the help desk. We have real interns from the UB Law School coming in and doing the screening, finding out what the legal issue is and what the client is looking for help with. And then we have a live attorney there every day who provides this limited scope advice and advises them on a matter. We don't have anybody call in. There's a similar program run out of New York City where the attorneys are on the phone. We have real life people in the family court. That's one of our biggest selling points, is that you're able to talk to a live person and interact with them.
Now, your initial screening is law students. Are they up to speed on all of the complexities of family law?
They go through a pretty large training, and we talk to them about cultural issues that might come up, different things to be aware of. We want to make sure that they're safe and that they don't feel uncomfortable. If, you know, because you can deal with any number of things. Fortunately, all of these litigants have to go through security before getting into the room, so that's certainly helpful. But there's any number of issues that could come up when you're dealing with family court cases, and we want to make sure that they are as informed as possible and have as much knowledge so they don't just sit at the help desk. They also observe court appearances. They are behind the scenes at petition processing so that they are more familiar with how the family court system works, and they can better figure out what the issue is and prepare the client to discuss their issue with the attorney so that the attorney can really focus on the problem and help inform the litigant and advise them on what to do.
City, suburb, black, white, if they're getting to you, I would suspect they're poor, married, divorced, never married. What's the profile?
We strictly deal with the low-income community. So for us, that means 200% of the poverty level or below. So everybody falls within that range. We have an overwhelming majority of African-American litigants that are coming to see us. I would say we're pretty close to about 50-50 as far as male, female, but probably a little bit more towards female. And most clients are coming to us, 70% according to my early numbers, regarding custody or visitation. That is the big issue that people want help with. They want to know what to do. And a lot of times, they just want somebody to listen to them. They don't necessarily need to file a petition. Sometimes that's the advice that we give them. You know, you really shouldn't file a petition. Maybe this is something that would be better for mediation. But oftentimes they just want somebody to talk to. They want somebody who will listen to them and say, you know, I'm really sorry for what you're going through. That does sound like you have some legitimate concerns, but unfortunately there's just nothing that the family court can do. And that's one of our goals, is to reduce the amount of petitions that are unnecessarily filed. There are plenty of legitimate petitions that the family court can do something about, but there are also a number of petitions who are eventually dismissed because they shouldn't have been filed to begin with. And that's what we're hoping to do, is give these people an alternate resource, somebody that they can talk to and still be heard, but not necessarily clog the family court system with something that the family court can't do.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Natalie Stutz has been here, and we've been talking about the help desk inside Erie County Family Court. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.